This is a podcast from Rover.
Time to have a break. Have a shit chat. This is the Shit Chat Podcast.
Oh, it's time for another episode of Have a Break, Have a Shit Chat, boy. Pedestrian block out the front of the old studio.
Oh, shit, yeah. We're just giving Edge breakfast crap because it's like 11 o'clock and they're already peeling out. We're still here doing the hard mahi.
Well, you know, that's just... says a lot to the mana of this show. You know?
Clint Randall's taking his Tesla home.
He's got a Tesla.
He's got a teardrop of Tesla, mate.
No, he doesn't.
God.
Does he?
All the best, mate. All
sounds
the best.
Like a bloody spaceship, doesn't it?
Yeah. Old Jetsons over there.
Yeah. Proud old Clint Captain Jetsons. Ketamine over here. Well, a lot to get through over the weekend.
Yeah,
I wonder
buddy.
Where the old George FM mystery raver is going to be.
Bro, the clues this week were so hard.
Real cryptic.
Yeah bro, cryptic as huck.
I didn't really get a grasp on it, but maybe that's just the strategy of it all. I mean, it gets us talking. If they were easy, then we wouldn't be hyping it. You know what I mean?
Well, this is pretty much what I'm certain on, right?
What are you locking in?
Female, blonde, off the shoulder dress, 21 years old, piercings, wearing orange. That's all I've. That's all I've got to.
But fuck, they're hard.
Oh yeah, yeah, they
look,
sure are.
I don't get it this week. Yeah.
The venue. I normally always pretty good around the venue or the event.
Oh yeah.
I've normally notoriously been good at going. Oh, it could be this event or that event or that club or something like that. But I can't even pick where these people are going to be. Where this person's going to be.
There was nothing that really gave away where it's going down.
Yeah.
And then trying to search up even like gigs in Auckland or gigs in Wellington and stuff. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, do we know what's going on this weekend? Does anyone know what's, you know, like, are there any gigs on? Are there any DJs in town?
I mean, we work at George FM. We should probably know. The ones that threw me was the Orlando Bloom, Anne Hathaway, and Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
That threw me, eh?
What do they have in common?
But hold tight Christchurch because Hyde Club.
Is that it though? American? They're all American actors?
American? Yeah.
I mean, is it like some movie premiere? Well, is there a movie premiere on this weekend?
Maybe,
or
were they in a movie?
Well, you can't go up to someone at a movie cinema and go,
What are you doing?
Shut up. I'm watching a movie. Are you George Evans pretending to be Mr. Raver?
And go, every person in the cinema. Excuse me. Orlando Bloom. Julia.
Look, Hyde Club is probably the best club in New Zealand, right?
Yes.
It's in Christchurch.
Yep,
and long may it live. It's
beautiful.
What's
going on down there?
Now, I would be, if I was going to tip a place for the Mystery Raver to be, it will be there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had Andrew Medic, they've had Fairbrother, they've had Skepsis, they've had Becky Hill DJ set, they've had, everyone's gone through there.
But what's happening this weekend?
That's what I am trying to find out what's on. Here we go. So what's on Friday, Saturday? Facebook lockout.
Okay.
Here we go. What date is it? What date's today?
Today is the 19th.
Of April.
Yeah, so 19th, 20.
Duskus is playing tonight, and then tomorrow it's UQT.
Okay.
So let's have a look at that.
QT.
Hide and Notion are apparently, so.
We had the 007 clue and stuff as well.
Well, the 007 one was the piercing.
James Bond. Oh, you reckon?
Pierce Brosnan.
So
and
piercings,
then,
yeah.
So Pierce Brosnan was 007, and then he was also in the Gimme, 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 the ABBA movie.
That's right. Yeah.
So I went Pierce. He's obviously piercings.
Yeah. So they've got nipple piercings. So we're going to have somehow.
Yeah. I mean...
Or
yeah,
maybe it's a dude with blonde hair and he's got a Prince Albert.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to go around looking at people's cocks to get
just hanging around the disabled
bro, come with me to the toilet.
There's three grand on the line. Get your dick out.
Yeah. Bro, I'll give you $10. I'll give you $10, cuzzy.
All the best to those that are out there finding $3,000 is a lot of money in this day and age, and all the best for those that are working it out.
A lot of cash.
What else are you guys up to this weekend? You got much on?
Nah, I got a weekend off, which is good. I had a crazy weekend last week, so I'm just going to up the wires tonight.
Yeah.
Of course, it's big.
Yeah.
Might go to me local for a few cans, if you can. Then Saturday, I have the kids on Saturday night, so the missus is going out, so I'm just going to have the kids at home.
Will that be a Saturday and Sunday morning because she'll fucking write herself off?
There he is.
Yeah, that's how you get. Yes. This is how you get stitched up as a parent with a partner, because you think you only have to do the afternoon and the night.
No.
That means most of Sunday, if not all of Sunday.
But it's good for your coupons. You get coupons back. Massive coupons.
Making deposits.
Oh, really?
Making huge
deposits. They come back, do they?
Yeah, they come back.
Oh, okay.
Well, I make them come back.
How do you think he gets down to Cashman for so many times?
Yeah. Because he's working down there.
I strategically put my sets, the fried chicken sets, where I can hammer piss and hammer fried chicken.
You're going to make it work for you.
There he is.
What about you, Tam? You up too much?
Nah, probably. If it's not pissing down too much, I haven't played touch with the boys for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah?
So I'll go down and play touch down at Cox's Bay.
Yeah.
I haven't been down there and head-eyed some cunt lately, so.
Yeah, nice.
It's only touch, but you know, it's, you know, you got to be competitive these days.
Yeah, what are you
get
doing
a bit
there,
of anger out, you know.
Actually, tomorrow morning it was actually the Christmas present I gave to my missus, but it was finally being fulfilled. We're going to like a blacksmith's place, a jewelry maker. They're like for 3 hours, and they're teaching us how to make a ring, like you make a silver ring.
That's cool.
And you get on like the torches and the hammer, and like make. We make an actual silver ring.
Old Lord of the Ring piece over here.
Yeah. I know it sounds real niche, but we're quietly just pumped as about it.
It's a nice creative way to kind of spend your time.
Hours together without a kid. It's like,
and you work on something that you can wear.
That's
that
right, man.
Kind of belongs to both of you.
Well, here's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my wife, Heidi, she'll probably make it for herself. I was thinking I'm going to make it for my daughter. She's only 20 months old at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it to her when she turns 13.
That's cool.
Oh, wow.
That's my idea.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make it now.
Nice.
Yeah, that was my idea.
I like it.
Yeah. You should think, bro, because we had our wedding ring specially made.
Oh, yeah?
And it's got my wife's name on the inside.
That's cool.
See if you can get her name, like, you know, or something like Dad Loves You or something on the inside.
That's cute. I like that.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. Subtle.
When I got married, this was 12 and a half years ago. I got, this is my wedding ring, and I don't ask me why because it's so tacky, but I got printed onto it, taken.
Oh, yeah,
take
nice.
It.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I just love that movie so
much.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah, great stuff. All right, have a good weekend, everybody.
Good to see you,
mate.
The podcast where they just, talk shit. Chit Chat with Lee and Tammy.